The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 14th. Today's word is obviate, spelled O-B-V-I-A-T-E. Obviate is a verb that means to anticipate and prevent something, such as a situation, or make an action unnecessary. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Jane E. Brody. But for those of us who relish the familiarity of the status quo and perhaps cannot afford the $50,000 a year or more that assisted living would cost, our current homes may require some adjustments to postpone and perhaps obviate any need to move to safer, if not more pleasurable, dwellings. The word obviate derives from the late Latin word obviare, meaning to meet or withstand, and the Latin obviam, meaning in the way. And it's an ancestor of our adjective obvious. Obviate has a number of synonyms in English, including prevent, preclude, and avert. All of these words can mean to hinder or stop something. When you prevent or preclude something, you put up an insurmountable obstacle. In addition, preclude often implies that a degree of chance was involved in stopping an event. Obviate generally suggests the use of intelligence or forethought to ward off trouble. Avert always implies that a bad situation has been anticipated and prevented or deflected by the application of immediate and effective means. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.